This morning when I was meditating, there was something that I really wanted to share with everybody. Very often we think that, oh, I'm not attached to these things. I'm really not attached at all to all of these phenomena. They're all empty. They're just like a dream, illusory. This is what we say. We think we don't have attachment. In reality, we do. Maybe we don't have these very gross attachments. These aversions to our enemies, our attachment to our relatives. Now, the aversion to the enemies, this we can very easily endure forbearance with. However, our attachment to friends and relatives is very difficult to be free of. And it's very important that we also cut through this attachment as well. This doesn't mean that we must cut through these current appearances of our family. It is our attachment that we must cut through. Use this attachment as an object of our practice and use it to practice. This is an internal mastery. It's not to do with your external situation and circumstances. Being good to them and fair to them is very different to having attachment towards them. And this is something very subtle that we might not be aware of within our practice. Maybe in terms of our friends and family, we don't have so much attachment. However, it could be that, oh, there might be this color that I like so much. Oh, and look at these very beautiful little shapes. Look at somebody's eyes, or look at the shape of my telephone. The color of my telephone. Oh, I am very particular about what food to eat. There really are many subtle areas where we have attachment. This we must be aware of within ourselves. There is a story. There is an elephant that has left the house through the window. However, its tail has got caught in the window. These really big attachments we have let go of. However, there are still these subtle attachments that have caught us. We might be very particular about what food to eat or how to cook food. And this gives rise to afflictions. People say, I like, I don't like. I like these colors, I don't like those colors. It could be that at the time of death, there could be some leftover food. And the smell of that leftover food might keep us in samsara. It could be that you have eaten half of the food, of this food that you really, really like. And you're not allowed to eat the rest. The doctor won't allow you because of your medical condition. And the smell of this food that is left over, you could be really, really pining over it, thinking about it. Some people really have this feeling of, I really like to eat a certain thing. This food that you really like, and you don't eat it all. And after a whole lifetime of practice, just the smell of this food that is left over could keep you revolving around in samsara. This is very important. You must pay attention to this. It's very subtle. When we die, it might be okay. We let go of our money. We let go of our house. However, there might be some clothes that we really like, and we're still wearing them. Or maybe a watch that we really like, and we still feel, oh, don't let anybody touch this of mine. And if somebody does, then instantly we just get very, very angry and upset. All of a sudden, so angry that we shout at other people, complain. Why did you do that? What do you think you're doing? I like this, I like that. What this shows is that you haven't mastered the root of this problem. You may have studied very well, you may have contemplated very well. However, there's some very subtle problems that really we must get guidance and request for support and help from our guru for. Report our problems, and then we can really remove this problem from the root. When I teach like this, maybe then you understand. And in recognizing this, then maybe right there in the moment you're able to cut through this problem. And then in the future, this won't keep you continuing revolving around in samsara. You already know. Sometimes we really overthink things, analyze too much, and then the string, the very root of the problem, the string that is still keeping us hooked in samsara, we haven't resolved. Like a horse that is bound to a pole. And this horse can only move as far as the rope allows it to move. We say, oh, wisdom emptiness, this reasoning, that logic. However, essentially, we haven't left behind the root of samsara. We still have this self-attachment, self-grasping and attachment. And as long as self-grasping exists, we are still bound by this rope of samsara. And then even more subtle than this, even although we've been studying and reflecting, and we are sitting in meditation, and we really feel that we don't have any sort of attachment. And I don't have any concept of past, present, and future, and I've had this experience many, many times. And I really think I can attain liberation. I don't have any of these arising causes to bind me to samsara. I've cut through all of our attachment, aversion, and ignorance. We might be thinking this, and we might already have some state of realization already. However, when we are in meditative concentration, when we are abiding in Rigpa, not when we are involved in all of this analysis and conceptuality, and when we are abiding in the true nature of mind, and there are these arising thoughts, and when these random thoughts arise, there are these thoughts that usually we don't pay any attention to, that we pay no notice to. However, they are still within our mind. These appearances will arise while we are in meditative concentration. This mirror appears again and again and again, non-stop. However, when we have stopped our meditation, then how do we observe? Then we don't notice, we don't see these very subtle negative habits of ours. However, when we're in meditative concentration, because our mind is very tranquil, and then this picture suddenly appears, and then we think, oh, I really must practice this. Let me quickly make a note in my diary. Then I think, oh, then maybe I still need to practice on this, isn't it? Some of these events, these pictures, appear again and again and again, and some of them appear once and don't ever appear again. Those that are continually appearing within your mind, these we definitely must practice. We must transform them. Those things that we really attach to keep on appearing again and again. However, when we are carrying on with our normal daily activities, there's no way that we are able to notice this. We really think, oh, I'm not attached to anything. Everything is just happening quite well. Everything is illusory, just like a dream, wisdom emptiness. We think we really understand, we're very clear. However, when we are in Rigpa, when we are in meditative concentration, then those things that we're attached to continually appear to us again and again. And these are things that are even more subtle. We only really notice them when we are in meditative concentration. Do you understand? And this is just more profound, deeper practice. And in this way, your practice will be okay within a few decades. You don't have to understand too much. What you really need is to be diligent and disciplined in your practice. Very quickly, we will be able to have a very favorable result. Just as long as you keep on practicing every day and you improve every day. Just like planting grass, day after day, it grows taller. Just as long as you practice every day, then we'll accumulate boundless merit. We'll receive boundless blessings. And the state of our practice will improve. Don't stop practicing. And this is a little bit of guidance in terms of our practice.